This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think warm, think palm trees, think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
It's T-Bone time, TMI with TIM. The floor is yours.
It's crazy what a few years difference makes in regards to the Terps, because you flash back to Mark Turgeon's last year here. Things had gotten really stale with him. And that's not to say that there weren't any good teams under Mark Turgeon, but it was typical where they get off to a hot start, they'd fade like crazy down the stretch. And a lot of people want to bring up the 2019-2020 team, which was very talented. I'm not saying it wasn't talented. They lost three of their last five games to not be able to win the outright Big Ten regular season title. Mm-hmm. They beat Michigan to get a share of it. That was still a very talented team, but I think there's some revisionist history with that team. And they always bombed in the Big Ten tournament. Turgeon did have the one Sweet 16 appearance, and that was the underachieve year with Diamond Stone. And
yeah, they got lucky.
Yeah,
that team got upset.
Or whatever to get there.
Lost to Kansas in Sweet 16.
Yes. But I remember being at the Xfinity Center with you, Ken, as well, for Kevin Willard's introductory press conference. And there was one quote that really stuck out to me, talking about getting the swagger back.
What our teams are going to do and what we are going to do is we are going to bring that swagger that Coach Williams had, and that Joe Smith, Stevie Francis, Steve Blake, Juwan Dixon. We are going to bring back that passion, that energy that Coach Williams coached with, that his players played with, and that the swagger was something that a kid that grew up in Huntington, Long Island, turning on ESPN and watching a Maryland game, all of a sudden wants to go play at the University of Maryland, play for a guy because that's how his teams played.
Besides the
Juwan Dixon.
Let's look past that part.
Stuff happens in introductory press conferences.
Bringing the swagger back was imperative. You got the fire. You were at that game, Ken. The fire Turgeon chants during the Virginia Tech game, and then he ends up
there
quitting.
There was sunshine.
He ends up quitting on that team. And this is just one really good year, and Willard overachieved in his first year. Last year was a disaster, and this year it's been really, really good. They were predicted to finish 10th in the Big Ten prior to the season. They finished second, and you have the back-to-back sellouts to end the regular season with the students seeing all those videos and pictures from Saturday for Senior Day. And then, of course, we were at the Michigan State game where there is some of this swagger back for this program, and you know the college athletics, it's a year-to-year proposition at this point, and they're going to undergo a ton of change, but this is how Maryland basketball should be year in and year out, where towards the end of Mark Turgeon's tenure here, you're hoping to get into the tournament, you're talking about bubble, and it should be, you should be ranked every single year with Maryland basketball. You should be wondering how high of a seed you're going to get come March Madness. And you hope that this can really just be a springboard for what should be a successful run for Kevin Willard. Now, the season, hopefully, is far from finished. You hope that they can make some noise in the Big Ten tournament, get at least that four seed, and get at least to the second weekend in March Madness.
The second weekend of March Madness is, the to me, is and upsets happen, I get it, but that's the bare minimum for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I agree.
I'll say this about Willard. And I know we're only 3 years in. I think he gets this place more than Terz ever did.
Yes.
I think he fits in better. Just the whole East Coast thing. I think he gets East Coast mentality.
Yes.
I think he gets expectations. I think he gets hobnobbing with boosters. I think he gets recruiting. I think he gets a sort of style of play and the swagger part of it.
And he adjusts what's on going the fly,
to,
too.
Yes, what's going to appeal to these kids. I think he gets the fact that you have to empower these young people. It can't be my way or the highway. It can't be my defensive principles and what worked for me 15 years ago. Overall, I just think I just think he gets it. I never felt like Terz quite got what he was stepping into.
No, I did. Yeah, and he seemed to want to run
from it. And that's the 180 in terms of the
in-game. And that's going around these days.
In-game adjustments, by the way, because that was Turgeon's.
Be careful whose shoes you fill.
Yeah, that's a good point. Hey, coming up next, NBA heading down the stretch. We'll talk to our NBA insider, buddy Mo Hamilton. What's going on? Can you trust the Cavs in the East? We'll ask him next here on The Fan.